Shalom, good evening to all. Where is this life that everybody speaks about? Where is it? Tell me, I'll take an airplane, a spaceship, a ship, bicycle, a surfing board. Just tell me, where is this life that I'm going to get? Today in the city, I saw a few teenagers coming with orange t-shirt with a print on it. Probably they were participating in some school or summer group activity. And they were just walking on the tiptoes, very anxious, very anxious. They come and ask, where is this rebar? Rebar is a chain of stores that offers people fruit shake in the summer. They were so keen on it that they were asking, where is this rebar? Few minutes later, another chain of three teenagers came again with the same t-shirt, with the same print. Where is this rebar? And I said, it doesn't matter. You can go from this side or from this side. This is, in a way, in the back of this bench. So it doesn't matter from which angle you arrive. You're just close to it. But they were so anxious that, like, it was Holy Land or the Golden Fleece, yes, or an Oscar. Where is it? Just tell me. They were so anxious to get to this rebar. This is only a fruit shake. Whatever you put inside, or you shake it, or you can choose all kinds of variation, colors, tastes, and so. This was the thing for them to get life. And this feeling does not change, because where is this life that's supposed to happen to people in university, in the dormitories, in a trip around the world with a rucksack? Where is this life that everybody's mentioned? Tell me, I'm going to get there. This question comes from the assumption that life is linear, and we're supposed to arrive somewhere, that life is a destination, which is usually far from reach. And the second assumption, that we need to bridge this gap, we have to arrive to this destination when life is happening somewhere out there. And we shall do all the efforts to arrive to this destination called life. But life is not out there. First of all, it's not out. And it's not there, and there's nothing to get. So you can ask, but what is this golden rush that we see all the time? People are standing in the lines in airport to get the next vacation, to get the next honeymoon in Hawaii. What's going on? Because it seems that everybody's rushing. If you'll ask, like, let's say a visitor, he would say that everybody's rushing. There's a rush hour in the morning, there's rush hour in the evening. People are rushing, dropping their children in school or in kindergarten, then they rush into the office, to the job, and they rush back to pick up the children, to maintain, like, the household, moving through the supermarket. Everybody's rushing all the time. People are jogging in the morning, people are jogging in the evening, they go to fitness center, they go biking, they sail, they surf, they have yachts, and they move here in the Mediterranean. So it seems that everybody is very engaged with some kind of an activity that gives the one who is occupied with this activity some kind of life. So what to do, where to go? Okay, those finding their life in the books, in the libraries, and writing about it, those finding their lives in riding bicycles. So where is this life? Is this life in a bicycle lane? Is this life on the shore? Is this life in a yoga center? Or is this life in a gym? So if we just buy the right fit outfit to yoga or to the gym, we are just in this frame called life. And if we don't buy this fashion or use it or wear it, we are not in life, we're outside of life. What's going on? So it is quite simple. Life is not there and life is not out, and there isn't anything that we need to get or we can get, because life is a free happening that happens in the moment. Through this nothingness or emptiness. So there are activities. And those activities are happening through nature, through birds. There's a humming, there's a singing, there's butterfly flying. People speak to each other, so there is speaking. This is life, but there's nothing to get. Life is not something that we get as an object and we can put or wrap it as a present and keep it in the cupboard. It's not an object. When I saw those teenagers today, it was amazing. Where is this life? You know, where is this if you just participate in this party or you go to this? So life is not to get. There is no destination. Of course, it's not a marathon. And we cannot think about life. And we cannot grasp life. We can only live life. Or life is basically happening through us, all of us. Nature, dolphins, birds, the seas, mountains. So there's nothing to get. And this is a great relief because we don't need to chase. We don't need to compete. There's nothing to compete. There's only life. And that's the beauty of it. And life is happening through all of us. We are in a way like different flutes that the spirit is moving through. And this is life. Many people think that life has to be lived according to a certain book, that nobody even question which book or what is written in a book, that life is like in the first year is schooling, education, and then people arrive to some kind of adulthood. Maybe they go for higher education, so, and they continue. And all of those details or stations are just assumptions, because there are infinite ways to live life. And we are not, in a way, deciding. It would be sound, what? We don't decide, we don't make any decisions, it's not in our hands. To be honest, no. Life is just happening through us. It is quite often that we might feel like nothing is going on, or it's not the way I expected, or it's not the way it's supposed to, because I think it is supposed according to my plan, my square plan, it should have been different, a different color. But it doesn't matter, all those thoughts, and each and every one of us has different kind of a setup, a frame of perceptions, conditions. It just doesn't matter. It just does not matter. It doesn't change anything, any opinion, any perception, any language. It just does not change life. Life does just, it is something so infinitely huge that it is impossible to grasp. We can only live it. If we plan, or the day, or a week before, yes, it is not to live life. I remember that once I was like trying to initiate again the meetings in which people could speak about those things, and I was like calling a few telephone numbers, and on the other side, yes, but I'm let, and then you hear a sound of a pages of a notebook, like somebody's browsing a book to show that they're very busy, and the answer was, but I'm booked for the next 3 weeks. I cannot meet within those 3 weeks because my calendar is like booked with meetings. This is not life. This is not life. Life is happening in the moment, spontaneously, effortless. If we think like for weeks ahead, and the calendar is or diary is filled with the different meetings, also all kind of activity, is just to live from this perspective that we are the great managers of our lives. In other words, we are the gods of our lives. And this is not living life. It's living under this illusion that we are managing life, like managing diabetics. They speak about diabetics, that it's a situation that you can manage somehow. So they manage their life, and they coach others how to live life and so on. It's an illusion. It is just an illusion. Life can be lived in the moment. In the moment, it is basically to live with zero, with nothingness, with no weight, because there is no weight to life. All the weight that we sense, or the heaviness that we sometimes feel, is from leaning or giving attention to past experience or to past events which are not existing anymore and they're just being remembered, or future events that also did not happen, so they don't have any impression, just imagination. So it is quite simple to live in the moment, like we inhale and exhale, like a breath. And it has just simple. And don't worry, life is coming in the moment without our planning, without our ability to manage life. This is quite ridiculous. A cat does not think about itself as a life coach, as managing life. Yes, of course not. Only man with his narrow self-centeredness can arrive to this conclusion that he is managing his life or managing other people's life and so on. This is an illusion. And life is open all the time, available all the time. This is why we started our first videos about the perception of truth and openness, and later the Zohar sessions, because the Zohar really opens everything and shows how everything is infinitely open, infinitely open. So, dear friends, thank you for your listening, for your kind being wherever you are. Wishing you good night and hope to hear from you soon. Toda v'shalom.